joining us right now is Crowder. How's it going today?
It's going great. Look, you call in and I get on air. That's amazing.
Didn't have to deal with the elevator music or anything like that. You didn't have to wait 5 minutes. It was just right there. You call in,
right,
they throw
right,
you on the
right
board.
Well, I want to know, do you own property in Northwest Ohio? Because it seems you've been here quite a bit. We just played at the Huntington Center in Toledo. I think we saw
right.
you in Sandusky just a few months ago.
Right.
I think over at Stranahan. And you're coming, and we're going to talk Spirit Song, too.
I'm gonna simplify everything for you. You ever heard of Highline?
No.
Hey, it's very simple. I'm a very simple man. Like, I just need common simple food, and y'all got it. It's a name. Yeah, Ohio. It's in my heart. It's in my heart. I love it.
Well, and we're only an hour from Little Caesars headquarters too.
I have to play music along the way.
Yeah, with last year, I think you got your Little Caesars fix through a lot of your tour last year.
Yeah. Hey, and can I say I love Little Caesars? If you didn't know, that's not a joke. Everybody's like, "Hey, man, you're so funny on the deal." I'm like, no. I'm dead serious in that deal. Like, I'm seriously in. I like Little Caesars pizza. I pick it up on the way home every time I fly back into Atlanta, Georgia. There's a Little Caesars. It's way, like, I'm not going to drive from my house to the Little Caesars, but when I fly in, I'm going to pick it up on the way home. You exit Cleveland Avenue, get it, and then pop. Oh, man, it's the best. I'll tell you what else Cincinnati has when we were just there is they've got the Taco Bell Cantina. It's like a Taco Bell, but with reclaimed wood and shiplap,
really?
I think. I don't know. It looks a little fancier than the other ones.
In addition to all of the food places that you like, tell us, you know, with these summer festivals, especially Spirit Song, what are you most looking forward to?
The corn dogs. I don't know. I was trying to stay on point. No, if we didn't do that, I would be super sad. It's like my favorite thing of the summer. I remember growing up as a kid, I was hoping to, like, be tall enough to ride the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one?
Yeah, the one at Kings Island, the Beast. The wood, I think it's a wooden roller coaster.
Yes, anyway, and I think I stood on my tippy toes, and I finally got on.
Nice,
and it was
they didn't
the
catch
best
you?
Thing ever. I'm a coaster freak because of that moment right there.
Nice.
Yep.
Awesome.
So, yes, and we have the opportunity to ride coasters back to back to back because we have to do sound check and stuff, and so they'll be like, hey, we have a host for you, and he'll take you on 17 roller coasters in 30 minutes. You want to do that? Yes, I do, after eating hot dogs. And so it's like a challenge. So if I didn't get to do that challenge every year, it'd be, like, super sad.
Absolutely. Now, do you go with everybody else, or do you just kind of go with some of your crowd?
It's the band guys. We kind of go on rotation, you know. So all the people that get to play the music stuff, they also want to have the fun throughout the day. So I wish we could all go together, but we don't get to go together. So it's mostly just my band guys. But then we're on the coasters with, you know, like everybody else, except they're mad at us because the dude walks us up and is like, here we go, cutting in line. Now everybody's like, oh, there goes Crowder cutting in line.
He thinks he's so
like,
special.
I know, but I just ate hot dogs, and this is my 17th roller coaster. See what happens.
Hopefully challenge. You don't sit in my seat or the seat in front of
totally.
Me next.
It's like, this ain't fun. Like, what's fun about this? Anyway. Good time. It's a good time.
Are you a front of the coaster, middle of the coaster, back
I'm
of the coaster?
Front. No, I'm a front. It depends on the coaster. That's a great question. It's either the front or the back, and it depends on what kind of coaster it is. But the front is, the way the modern coasters go, I like the front.
Okay.
The back gives
but
you
like
more
the
whiplash, though,
I like
right?
the back.
Yeah. Oh, the Beast is the back?
Yeah, because it's a little rowdier.
Yeah.
You know?
I learned the hard way a few years ago with one of my best friends that at Cedar Point, so for Point Fest type stuff.
Oh, that's legit.
You can't ride the Millennium Force in the back at dusk because we were covered, like, just absolutely covered in gnats.
Oh.
When we got,
no.
like, it was just, it sits a little higher, and for some reason, you just get all the bugs. And I was like, yeah, this is not the place to sit, so.
But you got your protein
you
in that day.
It made me, like, crazy. For real, Jessica, listen to this. So I had, like, a super amazing date night plan. I want to take my wife up there because I got to go because we were were playing music, and I want to take her on that coaster. Oh, man, that would have been the worst. Hey, baby, you want to fly to Cedar Point and get gnats all in your mouth? So you just saved me. That's great. We won't do that
okay,
at dusk.
So we had a question. I can't remember who it was, but somebody on staff said, hey, when you guys talk to Crowder, you have to ask him beard care tips. And so I'm just thinking, like, your beard just full of gnats, and that just sounds absolutely disgusting. But do you have any beard care tips for our listeners today?
Yeah. Listen, what this is called, like, if you're looking at me in a picture or something, that's called letting yourself go. It's like there's no beard. Like, have you seen the pictures? Like, that ain't, there ain't no beard care. No, I do have some Crowder beard and mane oil available at the merch table, and I do use it, and it's the best smelling thing you'll ever smell in your whole life. And I put it on my beard, and it's because my wife Tony insists that I do, because it makes it smell less like old carpet. So it's like, this is what you need, is the Crowder beard and mane oil, because it will, is that a tagline? It will make it smell less like old carpet.
I mean, if that doesn't sell it, I don't know what would.
Well, I know.
It seems like everybody's going right out and getting that stuff.
Yeah, right.
I do know.
Flex seal. And
I do know that. I think it was just a few days ago, and I'm sure I could Google the actual report, but I think they said guys with beards are dirtier, quote unquote, you know, when it comes to bacteria and stuff, than dogs are now. And it's like,
no,
it was some,
I saw
some
this.
Did
no,
you see that?
Listen, I saw this news story. That's not, that's wrong. That it's just, first of all, it was a very small sample base.
Oh, you did read it. Good.
Fox News Easter Sunday is when they aired that, and they were talking about it all. And no, that's not true. Hey, that's not even possible. Like, first of all, that's disrespectful to your dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, why we compare? Like, wash your dog first of all, and also you can wash your beard. But, like, what's the difference between beard? What's the difference between hair on your face and hair on your head? Like,
not much.
Which one gets more bacteria? Like, both are hair. So just wash it. How about that?
Exactly.
I think it's a bad sample base. And also, what's wrong with your dog? Like, that's weird.
Oh,
watch your dog. Watch your dog, watch your beard, and those are words to live by.
We are talking to David Crowder. Crowder, of course, part of this year's Spirit Song Festival. Joining him that weekend will be Toby Mac. For King & Country, Skillet, Ledger, Jordan Feliz, We Are Messengers, comedian John Crist, Bethel Music, Zach Williams, Carrie Jobe, Micah Tyler, and the MC is Heath Arthur. It's all happening near Cincinnati at Kings Island, June 20th through the 22nd. So, Crowder, tell us, you were in Toledo with Micah Tyler and Mercy Me. How did that show go?
It was amazing. Listen, this is our last weekend, and I'm so sad. Well, I get to go back out with them. What is this? Is this fall or is this spring?
This is spring.
So I get to go out with them again in the fall, like after summertime. So I'm not that sad, but I'm super sad that we've been out since the end of February, 1st of March or something, and it's my favorite tour ever. I mean, it has been incredible. So last night was amazing. The crowd at Toledo was rowdy. They were rowdy. It felt like a Sunday morning church service or something. It was great. So anyway, one last weekend, and then we get on with the summer. We get a little break, and then we get on with the festivals and the fairs, and I love that part of it too. But this has been an amazing tour. Micah is such a man. He's a great dude, and that boy can sing. It's just been perfect. I've loved it. It's been amazing.
Toledo is very rowdy, so I'm glad that we treated you well while you were here last night.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, I'm actually looking. Is this Facebook or Twitter that
this
we got?
This is Facebook.
This is on a Facebook post that we got just a few days ago, and there's actually a guy by the name of Justin Hardsey. He posted a picture of him, and he looks like you. And so he wrote, I'll read this, what he said. So I've been trying to meet David Crowder for about 6 years now. I've been listening to him since 2011 when my twin sons were born. And by the way, they love him also. When they were younger, they would watch his videos on YouTube and think it was me singing. So I've been on stage with Rhett Walker Band and sang with them and been stopped at multiple music festivals and asked if I was trying to hide in the crowd because of my resemblance. I'll be listening, and could you please somehow forward this post to him so we'll get that to you, right?
Yeah, this guy, he's somewhere in one of our listening area, but he...
Justin Hardsey.
I thought he posted a picture of you. This guy... is your doppelganger.
No.
He is your doppelganger.
No, I don't disagree with you. You're probably right. You're looking at it. I'm not looking at it. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, oh, that's unfortunate. I know what his life has been. I'm identifying. It's called empathy. That's what it is. Not sympathy. I know what it's been. Empathy is what I'm doing. I'm empathetic to his cause. So whoever that guy is, I'll have him. He should be on stage and just sing. I'll just give him the stage.
Next time around. His twin
What's
sons would love that. Justin Hardsey. Hardesty.
Okay.
Hardesty.
Honestly, filing that away in the back of my head, and I will try to. I'll tell the guy that watches all our. I don't pay attention to all the DM, like the direct messages and stuff on that deal, but we got a guy that does. I'll make sure he's watching for that next time we're around this area. Hey, let me tell you this though. This is funny. You know, like on Spotify, how like you're playing something and it's like, hey, you might also like such and such.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. You have to do this. So listen to somebody that you think might like pop my name up in a deal.
Okay.
And I come up as Bob Crowder.
So we're talking with Bob Crowder.
What?
Bob Crowder. It's like me, and it's like super, you know, super important photo that I have there, and it's like, you know, you might also like Cats and Crowns, Mercy Me, Bob Crowder. It's amazing. Anyway, what made me think of like a doppelganger. I also have a Bob Crowder out there running around on Spotify playing my songs.
I guess so.
Just like me. Looks just like me.
Well, according to the TexasRanger.org website, there is a Texas Ranger Hall of Fame and Museum with a Robert Bob Crowder. So there's your boy.
Hey, do you know where that Texas Ranger Museum is? Waco, Texas. Where did I live for 16 years? Waco, Texas. That's not coincidental, I guarantee.
Uh-oh.
So are you trying to tell us that Bob is your real name?
I think so. Robert, David. No, it's not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bob's pretty cool, though. I go with Bob.
Yeah. Okay.
Could say it backwards, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it goes either way.
Totally.
Bob or Bob. I mean, just depending on how the day is going, how you wake up, you know, et cetera. We're talking to Bob Crowder. Maybe just better known now as Crowder. Once upon a time known as David Crowder, but Crowder to you now.
Drop the Bob.
Oh, my goodness. You know, those Bobs are out, I'm telling you. So, he's a Bard of Spirit song this year. You can catch him with a lot of other artists near Cincinnati at Kings Island, June 20th through the 22nd. Now, will people get a chance to interact with you at the park at all? Or are you kind of just, you get taken around by the guy who feeds you hot dogs and takes you on 17
I have
roller coasters?
Security guys that, like, surround me.
Okay.
And, like, they don't let anybody near me. It's that personal space issues.
Oh, okay. So even if we say, hey, Bob, you're still going to ignore us?
I do have, listen, this is kind of funny. I do have like a couple of people that are supposed to pay attention to where I am, but I'm clever and they rarely know where I am when that's their like job to know where I am. So, yeah, I'm very accessible because I'm quicker than they are. That's how it works.
Now, are you trying to get away from them, or does it just happen?
It's a little bit of a game, I'll be honest with you. I don't pretend it. I mean, I pretend it's not, but it is. You know what I mean? Like, you know, make it work for it, that kind of thing.
Now, I have a question for you. Will you be taking Kenny Rogers with you on any of the rides at Spirit Song?
Well, it's happened. It has happened in the past. It depends on how agreeable the ride operators are.
Okay.
Sometimes they get a little freaked out, you know? But it depends. So it depends on, I guess it depends on two things. How convincing I am that this is a great idea to the ride operator who gets the final call. But it has happened in the past. So
and
we will hope for the best because, man, she loves the rides. She absolutely loves the rides.
And she's never fallen off a ride?
Nope.
Good.
Well, no.
I mean, you still have her, so.
I don't know. Maybe she bounces. I don't know. Tiggers are wonderful things.
Oh, we're talking about Kenny Rogers, the Arctic Fox. That is the little white thing that ends up on all the Crowder stages. So
yeah, if you don't follow our music, then this is super confusing as the conversation goes.
Yes.
When I started making music, my friends were like, "Hey, what kind of music you're making?" I'm like, "It's like porch music." And they're like, "Hey, you can't have a proper porch without a proper dog." And so there, Kenny Rogers legitimizes our cause and affirms us in what we're doing. We're making porch music, and therefore we have a dog.
Perfect.
Now, one final question for you. What can we expect when we come to Spirit Song? Obviously, your shows are always so much fun. Everybody's up. They're dancing, you know, just praising Jesus. But are we going to hear some new songs, some old songs, a little bit of everything? What can we expect?
Wow, that was super amazing. You should do all of my promo stuff. It depends on what I'm feeling. Because, like, right now we have the whole new record, and my wife gets mad at me because some nights I'm just like, I play all new songs. And she's like, maybe they want to hear some of the other ones. And I'm like, I don't know. I wanted to play these ones. So I don't know.
Okay.
It will depend on how the day goes.
Whatever you start playing.
And how many hot dogs
you
had.
It will be a good time, though.
Oh, well, it has been so much fun. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us today. And we are super excited for Spirit Song just right around the corner. We'll be here before we know it, June 20th through the 22nd at Kings Island near Cincinnati.
I can't wait as well. It's my favorite.
Well, thank you so much, Crowder. And we hope that you have a wonderful day. And we'll see you in June.
Thanks, Bob.
Y'all have a great rest of the day, too. Thank y'all.